Seven local advertising agencies are teaming up to work with the group Visit Pensacola to market the area to potential visitors. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports on Showcase Pensacola.
Bob Cole is the District 2 incumbent. The owner of an auto repair shop for nearly three decades, Cole has held the office for 12 years and is seeking his fourth term.
I'm Bob Cole. Avalon is near completion. We must continue to build more corridors and improve the quality and safety of our transportation. Continued growth and building, bringing jobs to Santa Rosa County. We built a covered arena for farm shows, agricultural, equestrian, any type of event, which also doubles as an emergency operations depot.
Santa Rosa needs leaders with integrity, common sense, and fiscal responsibility. I'm Commissioner Jim Melvin, and I've delivered conservative leadership for all citizens of our county. Jobs and economic development continue to be my highest priority as your commissioner, but I remain focused on keeping our government open, honest, and affordable.
Challenging Cole is current District 4 incumbent Jim Melvin. Melvin is a retired Air Force pilot and certified public accountant who's finishing his first term on the board, and he's running against Cole because of redistricting. Both Melvin and Cole agree that one of the biggest issues facing Santa Rosa County is deciding where to build a new county courthouse.
I personally support either the downtown Milton site or the site that an individual here in Santa Rosa County, Mr. Cotton Byram, has agreed to donate.
That's Melvin referring to the current courthouse location or one in East Milton. He's against a proposed site on Highway 90 in the Pea Ridge area.
Not because of the geographic location of the land or the topography of the land or anything. It's a good piece of land. It serves well. The deal is not a good deal at all.
Melvin says he just can't support paying nearly $64,000 per acre for the property. Bob Cole, on the other hand, was part of a majority of the board that initially supported the Pea Ridge property. But he's now declining to designate a preference, saying it's important for residents to make the final decision.
My thoughts are, you know, when you're talking about a $30 to $50 million project that affects the county for the next 50 to 80 years, that all the citizens should have a vote on where that should be. We started out with one location as a board. That was increased to the other two locations from citizen input, and we worked for the citizen.
With many residents affected by the April flood, both candidates place infrastructure and flood control high on their list of priorities, with each supporting immediate short-term mitigation, as well as development of a county-wide stormwater master plan over the long haul. To shoulder the cost, Cole suggests a strategy that would set aside a portion of increased taxes collected when vacant property is developed.
We put a percentage of that, and I think a large percentage, a third, maybe as much as a half, away into a stormwater plan pot, whatever you want to call it. But then once this plan's developed, or the feds come down with some money, or the state comes down with money that says, okay, you need matching dollars, we'd have matching dollars.
Meantime, both candidates support an economic development strategy that will bring more jobs to the county. Melvin says he was proud to be part of the effort to get rid of the old Team Santa Rosa organization that was largely unsuccessful.
Now that we have a full-time economic developer, he's been on the job about 2 years, he is a county employee. We have added over 900 jobs, I believe the number is 931 jobs, and those jobs pay median income or higher for Santa Rosa County. They also brought with them $158 million in capital investments.
When it comes to BP money, Melvin and Cole say those dollars should be spent on long-lasting projects, such as beach renourishment, infrastructure, and transportation. In the foreseeable future, though, only one of them will have a role in developing those projects as a member of the Santa Rosa County Board of Commissioners. The winner of the District 2 Republican primary will face NPA or no party candidate Wallace Mahout in November. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.